The Love Bot by Michael Matheson and narrated by Michael Matheson. Prologue. It all started in 2035, when I first met Bogard, or Bo for short, Simonov, a young Ukrainian soldier outside of Kiev, where he had just lost his family and was desperate to pick up a gun to resist the Russian invaders. I had been a journalist working for the New York Times, and I was looking for some real-life stories of the war to tell our readers. When the Russian missile attacks were taking out apartment buildings and hotels where they knew journalists were staying, the war became very real for me. Believing I'd be safer wandering around the streets of the capital, Kiev, rather than sitting in my hotel room, waiting for the blast that would end my assignment, my career, my life, or all three, I went out and tried to assess the damage being done to this beautiful city by the Russian mob. I photographed more than a dozen city blocks that had been completely destroyed, still smoldering from the explosions. At one of the larger bombed-out apartment complexes, I spotted a gathering of men and women and children, desperately running in all directions, pulling bodies from the rubble. There was much screaming when they recognized one of their loved ones. Then I noticed a young man in his teens standing motionless over a group of bodies that had been removed from the fallen bricks and huddled together by the side of the road. I went over and asked him if these were his loved ones, and he motioned to his mother, father, and two brothers, and a younger sister lying there on the pavement, motionless, bloodied. He asked me why they were doing this to his country, and I had to tell him that there were no good answers, but that Vladimir Putin had simply ordered this war on his people because he believed they were about to join NATO. Even if they had joined NATO, what business was it of his? He asked me. And how does he have the right to kill us all? He shouted loudly in all directions. He said he was going to get a gun and fight them until he's killed every single Russian invader in his country. He's barely more than a child, but he's extremely impressive, and I know I would not want to be on his enemies list. He asks me to help him find the Ukrainian army so that he can join them. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but I walk around with him for several hours in search of any signs of a volunteer militia or the regular army, where I intend to leave him to his fate. We eventually find a man who can take him to join the Ukrainian army, and I let him go, thinking I will probably never see the brave young man again. Then suddenly, this story took a miraculous turn of events that I never saw coming. It's the true and accurate story about how the human race redeemed itself and reached a point in evolution where we would succeed or fail on the events that are described here. They take place from this day forward and continue until the middle of the century, when everything changes for me, for you, and especially for your children, grandchildren, and everyone else who comes after that. As you will learn, we have nothing to fear from our chatbots, robots, or any other artificially intelligent things, and in fact, we will thank them with the greatest and highest degree of appreciation known to our species for all time to come. Chapter 1. I'm watching recent events on TV, mostly Russian missile attacks on Ukrainian apartment buildings, schools, and hospitals. Dead bodies, mostly old ladies, young mothers, with their children, are lying motionless under blankets on the streets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?